Rock 107 WIRX. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with you here. I have a very special guest on the phone with me. You know him as the lead singer of Bullet for My Valentine. He also plays guitar, strums the six string. Also, they're going to be in South Bend tomorrow, along with Asking Alexandria at Club Fever. Honored to have him here, Matt Tuck. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, man. All right. Well, obviously, we're all excited to have you guys here in the area. It's going to be a great show. But let's first talk about the latest album. It was released in 2015. It's called Venom. You know, that's your guys' fifth studio album. That's got to feel kind of crazy slash cool that you guys are already five albums deep as a band.
Yeah, it's something we're extremely proud of, you know, especially the way music is has been for the last, I don't know, 5-6 years. You know, it's a very difficult place to kind of do what we do, you know, and kind of be successful and maintain that intensity level, you know. But to kind of sign a 5-record deal with Sony Music and actually, you know, fulfill that and do five is an amazing achievement. You know, we're super proud of what we've done, man.
Absolutely, and you should be. Now, there is some big news that you guys just announced on April 1st, a new deal that was signed. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, sure. We've been obviously negotiating and going back and forth, talking to a lot of record labels over the last 6 months since we knew that Venom was released. That was our last kind of obligation under the Sony Music. So. Mm-hmm. We were just kind of talking with numerous different companies, and we ended up signing with a company called Spine Farm.
Yeah.
They have a lot of great metal bands. They really wanted the band. They're passionate about heavy metal and Bullet for My Valentine. And they talk the talk and walk the walk. And eventually we signed with those guys. So, yeah, happy days.
That's awesome. And you mentioned something there, you know, in Spine Farm, a lot of the people in the metal, the heavier community are very familiar with Spine Farm. I'm sure that for you guys as a band and moving forward in the sound you want, it's got to be nice knowing that you have a label that understands what you're going for.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like, I think that the key to everything, you know, going forward is teamwork. You know, they've got to love what we do and represent us, support and believe in what we do as a band and what our music is and what it stands for, you know. And
yeah,
you know, being under Sony, we had we did have all that, but I think towards the end, I think we weren't getting what we wanted back from them, which was the support, you know. And
yeah.
So we thought, you know, time for a fresh start, and that's kind of what we were looking for more than anything in the new deal, was someone who was passionate about Bullet for My Valentine and wanted us because they believed in us, you know, and they really, really do. And it's a very integral part of taking us to the next level.
Yeah, well, that's super exciting. I'm super happy for you guys. Now, for all the listeners out there that aren't picking up on your little accent that you have, you guys are from, or you're from the United Kingdom. I always am fascinated by bands in different countries, different areas, parts of the world. You know, what was the music scene like when you were growing up, and what made you lean towards the metal or rock genre?
Well, where we grew up in Wales, when I was around 15, 16, when I first started to get into music and rock and heavy metal and stuff, you know, the music scene in our local town and our community was really, really buzzing. And I think that was a massive part in us being who we are today, you know. Mm-hmm. It was very competitive. It was very cutthroat. And there was a lot of talent and a lot of bands, you know. For people that like rock music and heavy metal music, they probably recognize a lot of names that have come out of Wales,
mm-hmm.
not even the UK, you know. So it was a very buzzing time. And, I think a big part in us being here today was just because it was so buzzing, it was motivating, it was competitive, and it just kind of, you know, we just loved being part of it and wanted to do nothing else, really.
Yeah, that's great.